Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur. Today's episode is who's telling your story. If you have any questions, just simply visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. Today, we're going to be talking about three ways to edit your life. Two questions always. Did you do your homework? Well, last week's homework was just simply to tune into this episode. So if you're rocking with us live, thank you so much. Big shout out to all my fans across America and in France. I'm going to have to make a trip over there to see you guys and maybe do a live show. If you didn't tune in last week we talked about think and grow rich. If you didn't tune in, you can check the episode out now. Today's episode will be dropped at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. Can you believe that we are actually almost, this month is over. Matter of fact, the last day of the month is 30 June, and we are halfway through a year. So you really want to pay particular attention to this episode because I'm going to drop some stuff on you. Remember, we're talking about three ways to edit your life. But before you go any further, let's say our morning mantra. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. If you want to reinforce that some more, say it about 10 times while doing a video of yourself on your smart device or while you're looking in the mirror. I promise you, you're going to feel super empowered after you say that. Poll question for the day. Does your life need an editor? Yes, no, or never thought about it. Meet Bob, a single 35-year-old male from the Midwest. When Bob was growing up, he was told to succeed, he needed to get a college degree. Bob got a 4-year college degree in general studies. After 13 years in the workforce, Bob is still earning less than $20 per hour, and career opportunities look mighty, mighty bleak. Let's get personal. Bob is not alone. Many people have been told a college degree will make them successful. The only problem, no one asks them what success is. The good news, Bob finally defines success for himself, and he is now doing what he loves, training dogs. Roof, roof. In case you're wondering, Bob makes over $1,000 a day. Wow, what a magnificent and awesome turnaround. What are we talking about? Three ways to edit your life. I must confess that as I was thinking about this episode right here, I kind of looked at it from the perspective of not only a person who may not be in life where they want to be, but also when a person is going through the process of writing a book and then they have to edit it, because, you know, you have to come up with like the framework, right? The table of contents. What are you going to be talking about? Who's going to be your target audience? And there's so much to go into editing a book, let alone our lives. So three ways to edit your life if you are like Bob or many, many others. First thing you want to do is this. Assess where you are. Now, understand, Bob had worked over a decade, 13 years, in fact, graduated college at 22 years old, got his degree, a 4-year college degree in general studies, which is the most basic of all degrees. They typically will help you get entry-level jobs. And the whole reason that Bob literally started down this road was because someone told him, if you want to be successful, you must get a college degree. Now, Bob probably knew he had more options than just getting a 4-year degree. He said, well, I can get a 2-year degree. But since they said I would be successfully getting a college degree, why don't I just get a 4-year degree? Well, this is the deal, right? Some people get 2-year degrees, also known as an associate. Some people get a 4-year degree, also known as a bachelor's. Some people get a master's degree, and others go all the way to the tippity top and they get a doctorate degree. The only thing about it is this. Does a degree make one? So what you have to determine is this, is you have to assess where you are, but more importantly, you have to define for yourself what success means. Well, I certainly wouldn't ask you to share what success means for yourself, and I'm not going to share what success means to me. Success means only one thing to me, and that's what I preach every time I get on this podcast, freedom. And if you're not free, then you're not succeeding. And if you're not succeeding, you're not winning. And if you're not winning, you're not free. So point number one again, assess where you are. Now, you all know my background. I say every time at the top of the show, I'm a retired U.S. Marine, a two-time combat veteran. Well, there's a lot of veterans that have gone to combat and many have not come back. Well, what did I do? That leads us right to point number two, develop a plan of action. You see, when I would deploy and go to these various places in two combat zones, but in many other places, I've deployed to many other places, I would always have what we call a plan of action or a course of action. And the goal was just one, to one, complete the objective, and two, to get back. If I told you the biggest objective was to get back, would you believe me? Because that's absolutely what I wanted to do. If you want to edit your life and you want to define success for yourself, you're going to have to develop your own plan of action. Now, in order to do that very practically, you need to know who you are and what you want to do. Look at it kind of like if you had two buckets. Let's keep it very simple. What am I really good at and what am I not so good at? What do I really like doing and what do I really not like? That right there will give you some good framework. Just two kind of columns right here. Some people call it pros and cons. What are the pros and cons of being free and what are the pros and cons of not being free? You get what I'm saying? You get where I'm going with this? So you want to develop a plan of action. Hopefully, your plan of action will have a start date and will have a completion date. It'll also have some type of metrics or milestones so they can be measured to see if you are executing your plan of action. When you go to college or if you're going to complete a professional certification program, do you realize they give you a plan of action right off the bat? They tell you exactly what's going to be required in order for you to complete this curriculum, this or this course to get this certificate or degree. Now, you do realize that the things that were created by your fellow human beings. So if they can create a plan of action, even if it's in an educational arena, you can create a plan of action for your life. So develop a plan of action, have a start date, have a completion date, have some metrics and milestones which can be measured to make sure that you are on course. Point number three, because this is what I've discovered. Although you can assess where you are and you can develop a plan of action, many times the solution is not going to come from the problem. Sometimes we just simply get in our own way. You might need to hire some help. And it's okay. If I were you, whatever it is that you want to do, I would certainly go hire that person to teach me how to do what it is that I want to do, because chances are the person you're going to hire is probably a SME, a subject matter expert, and they know exactly how to get you from point A to point Z and do it in the most efficient and effective manner possible. So hire some help. Let us talk about Bob again. Bob realized that, guess what? I love training dogs. So what do you think Bob did? Now, it took Bob 4 years to get his general studies degree. It took Bob literally less than 6 months to become a master dog trainer because he loved it so much. He engrossed himself in it. And man, he just took off. And now Bob is living his best life. So what are our takeaways for today? Great question. Life edits are part of the journey too, but it's really true. If you do not do a course correct, if you do not decide to edit your life, you may be just like Bob or worse. Bob could have just said, you know what? I'm going to try this for another 10 or 15 years and maybe it'll work out. But Bob took a pause. He assessed, develop a plan of action, and then he hired some help. And now instead of making a measly $20 an hour, Bob is making over $1,000 a day. Woohoo for Bob. Well, what is next week's homework? Thank you so much for asking. Next week's homework is simple. Tune in to next week's episode. Now, what are we going to be talking about? Well, if you've been rocking me for any amount of time, that as I've gotten more efficient at doing these podcasts and I get so much inspiration, I never know what I'm going to talk about, but I can assure you of one thing, is going to help you get better, faster, easier, and quicker. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but where will I see you? Over the top. Have an amazing Tuesday and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.